Hello and welcome back to Horton Park Podcast. This week's podcast is brought to you by Mohammed Leif
and by me, Fatima. We hope you are all well in this new year.
It's fantastic to be back after the Christmas break.
I've also enjoyed our singing assemblies this year.
Now it is time for What's New, the opening segment of each podcast that lets you know what's coming up this half term.
First up, let's celebrate all the great things we've been up to in school recently.
We would like to welcome all new staff to Horton Park family and hope you have settled in well at school.
Next up, we'd like to congratulate the Year 6 children battling the winter weather on their Coniston residential.
It was a great experience for all and helped build resilience, enjoying fun activities in the Lake District.
And now for a new section of the podcast.
It's time for Incredible Interviews. This is where we interview a pupil about their experiences in school.
We'd like to welcome Alexandra to the podcast and ask her about her recent trip to Coniston.
So Alexandra, how is your Coniston residential?
I really loved going to Coniston. It was really fun and a nice experience.
What was your favourite part of the trip?
My favourite part of the trip was going on the lakes because I've never done something like that before.
Did the weather change your experience?
It definitely did. Sadly, we didn't get to go gill scrambling or climbing the tree.
When did you use resilience or teamwork?
We mostly used resilience and teamwork when we climbed the low ropes course, as it was very wobbly and we had to help each other.
What would you change?
I would change the weather and go for longer.
Thank you for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
We'd also like to thank all the teachers and support staff for making our school look amazing this half term.
The Horton Who would also like to welcome the resource provision children who are now learning on site.
They have really settled well.
And finally, thank you to parents for their support giving our children correct clothing, hats and gloves in this cold weather.
That's great. And finally, a message to the teachers to get in touch with the postcard if they would like to add any other news on the pod.
Next up, it's elected subject. This week we've chosen art.
Art is a fabulously engaging subject for all children. With different media like paints, pastels and crayons, anyone can create fantastic work.
Our new art gallery wall is in year three corridor. Keep an eye out for some fantastic art.
All of us at the Horton Hoot Look Art. Now it's time for student shout out.
This week's shout out goes to Yaya Amir in year two. As with other students, he has been nominated as an unsung hero.
Well done, Yahya, and all the other unsung heroes. Now it's the segment you've all been waiting for. Nays is race.
Your teacher will load up the Nays is Ace question in class. You have 60 seconds to talk with your talk partner about the following challenge.
When you have decided the answer, your teacher will input their answers. Good luck.
Here we go. This week's Nays is Ace challenge is general knowledge.
The Horton Hoot would like you to answer the following question.
For early years and key stage one, if you have 20 sweets and there are 4 more given, how many sweets do you have?
And for key stage two, name 3 equivalent fractions that have the same value as 1/2.
Ask your teacher to open this week's quiz link to answer the questions.
To round off this week's show, it's talk partner test.
This week's talk partner question is for the whole school. We'd like to know, which World Book Day character are you dressing up as this year?
That concludes this week's podcast.
Thanks for you all joining us.
Have a great week, and we will look forward to speaking to you again soon. Goodbye.
See you soon.